You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Cynthia Freeland from the NFL Network. You can see her all over the NFL Network, NFL.com. And she ran a 5K today. How'd you do, babe?
You know, I was pretty happy with it. We had to run at 10 a.m., so it was the virtual 5K, of course. And it was East Coast time, so I got up at 7, and it was great. People were so fun along the way because I wore the bib and did the whole thing. So it was good. I think I finished in like 26 minutes, something like that. So pretty happy with it.
Where are you?
Well, I'm in Los Angeles, but the charity that I ran for was based out of Boston. So it was, I had to run 7 a.m. because it was 10 a.m. their time. So all good.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. I saw your photos all over social media. You're looking good. You're looking fit.
You know, got to keep it together. Got to keep up with you, Anita.
Oh, please. You're so funny. I'm still spinning. I'm spinning outside.
Okay.
But here's the thing. It's going to get cold here. unlike Los Angeles, where you live on the left coast, it's going to get cold here. If you're scared, say you're scared. I'm scared. I'll be honest with you. I'm very, very, I'm terrified. I use the word terror. I'm terrified what's going to happen this winter because, as you know, a lot of stuff that I do is outside, golf, spinning. And so all those things are going to go bye-bye probably in the next month or two. And so I'm probably going to go out of my mind.
Well, I think that just means you need to move to Los Angeles for the winter.
Oh, you're cute. Okay. All right. Let's talk.
The only answer.
Well, listen. Everything we're doing is virtual anyway, right? I mean, let's get real. As always with Cynthia, we talk about some of the spreads and some of the lines heading into week. By the way, I had Bill Barnwell on earlier. I said this to him, and like, can you believe it's week three, Mama? Can you believe it?
Oh.
It's week three.
Before we know, it's going to be week 10, and we're going to be like, what are we doing? It's crazy.
It is, and I feel like we say this each and every year, but I the season just blows by, and I think a lot of that is because you and I are just so, so busy. But nonetheless, let's start with the biggest game of week three, and that's the Ravens going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Ravens at home, Kansas City on the road. They didn't look so good against your LA Chargers last week and a rookie quarterback at that, but you know me, I've got money on the Ravens going 16-0. I got that at 25-1, which, by the way, right now you can put a wager down that any team in the NFL is going to go 16-0, and that right now is at 17-1. So needless to say, I doubled up this week. I think the Ravens roll here. They are just unbelievable. I love the Ravens. I don't mind. Like, maybe I buy the point down. Maybe, just maybe, which, by the way, let me look at alternate point spread here just to kind of give you what that line would be. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put you boom in. Hold on one second. I'm being silly. I'm on for 4 hours today. Who am I?
I mean, why not? Why not? I love it.
I know.
Or
so here you go. You could get... I'm just being silly today. You could get the Ravens at -3 so you could get the Ravens favored by 3. So the Ravens -3 at -134. You can get the Ravens at -2.5 for -155. So with that being said, how is Cynthia Freeland playing this matchup?
Dum dum dum! I have the upset.
No! Stop it.
There are 11 teams that are undefeated, by the way. But I think that the upset happens in this one because of the new linebackers and safety situations for the Ravens defense. Remember, the tests of who they played before really dictate how good they've looked versus, a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, who's going to be able to diagnose Patrick Queen, who is a great linebacker and will be great. But it's only his third game. He's going up against his college teammate, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think they'll get those short passes going. I'm not worried. Yes, I saw a little. I watched that Chargers game as well, and I definitely know. I know. I'm there. I see it. But it's still a great team, and it's still Patrick Mahomes, and I know.
I know,
mad at me, but it's okay.
All right. So how about straight up? I get Ravens. You get Kansas City. I get Lamar Jackson. You get Mahomes, and straight up for another bottle of wine.
Okay, in.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in. Oh, yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, done. Done and done. Okay, there's two games today, all right, or this weekend, that had me really perplexed. Okay, and so let's start with the Patriots and the Raiders. So this line opened at 6. The Raiders beat the Saints. Big game in Sin City. Short work week. Ruggs is out. Jacobs is dealing with a hip injury. Waller's dealing with a knee injury. They have to travel across the country to take a ticked off Patriots Bill Belichick team who lost to Seattle last week at home against Cam Newton. And this line is now dropped to 5.5. Explain that to me, please.
I have no idea how to explain that. I just think that it's just, you know, it's fate. Just go there and say the Patriots are going to crush and just be like, okay, that's
right. I mean, you agree with me, right? Patriots are going to crush. I mean, like, this is my bet. Like, how is this only 6? How is this not 7.5? And why is this dropping where it's now 5.5? Like, to me, like, it scares me that something's wrong. Like, how is not everybody else seen that Cam Newton is going to go off? So you definitely want him in DFS. And the Patriots are going to destroy the Raiders.
I don't know how to explain that. I think people sometimes maybe they're just hopeful that like Derek Carr somehow turns into Russell Wilson for the day. I'm not sure how that works, but I think that the Raiders are fun, and that was a fun game to watch, and it was cool that they got the first win at their home stadium and opener and the whole thing. But you know, it's still at the end of the day, you still have to face the Patriots in Foxborough. I don't think it's going to go as well
after a loss, Cynthia. After a loss,
yeah, no thanks. I don't.
I want to say Bill Belichick is 20. I want to say he's 28-7 after losses.
I know after that presser where he wore that really ratty old sweatshirt, you know he's been up working late. I mean, that sweatshirt just doesn't age itself. It takes time and a lot of effort to make sure it gets that aged.
All right, here's another one that has me pulling my hairs out, and that is hair is plural, right? Anyway. So it's the Giants plus 3.5. How are the Giants getting? The Giants are going up against a JV football team in the 49ers who've been here on the East Coast for over a week now. They can't wait to get home. They don't even want to step a toe on the MetLife Field turf because their entire team was decimated because they played there last week. They have no desire to play in this game. And all their star players are out. How are the Giants still getting 3.5? How are the Giants not favored here against this JV football team that the 49ers are coming back to town with, Cynthia?
I hope the 49ers are listening to you, giving them some locker room fodder, and I have them winning by 2 points. So I'm actually on the other side of this argument. I think Jerick McKinnon's going to have a great day. I want to take him in DFS. And I think the interesting thing that you're going to see with Nick Mullen is that he does what he is told to do. You've seen him be pretty good, if not better than expected, you know, the 2 seasons ago when he played. And I think there's a reason they keep him. He can execute. I know it seems like everyone's hurt, but somehow that's when, like, Jordan Reed comes out of the woodwork again in this one, and they figure out a way to, like, get it done.
Listen, I think that Nick Mullen might even be better than Jimmy Garoppolo. So to me it's not the quarterback situation. To me it's the plethora of other talented players that are going to be inactive.
Unfortunately, Saquon Barkley is also going to be inactive, which is not going to help out on the Giants side of it. Because if you look at the splits with Daniel Jones with and without Barkley, it's quite different.
So you think the line is correct here, and you think San Francisco is going to win by 1 or 2 points?
I think that it's a little generous for San Francisco, but I think 2 points is probably 1 to 2 points is probably about right. So closer game, a lot of confusion, and then I think ultimately a Niners quick win in their second time in MetLife in 2 weeks.
All right. Again, Cynthia Freeland joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. What's the one game that you are eyeing that you feel the most confident in heading into week 3?
That's a great question, but I mean, look, anytime I can look at Arizona. I really like what they've got going with Tyler.
I love Arizona this week.
Right.
Can you hear it in my voice? Can you hear it in my voice? I love Arizona. Love, love.
The Lions. Right.
I know, and you're from Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from East Lansing, so I'm not going to claim Detroit, but I will claim the Red Wings. I will claim the 2004 Pistons. I will claim the Tigers, the 2 years that they went to, 1984 Tigers. But other than that, you know, not much to cheer for since Barry Sanders left.
Interesting. Okay, another game that I like, one more before we move on to fantasy, and that's Tennessee. This line was at 2.5 in some places. It's 3 in some places. Playing Minnesota, their defense. Minnesota's defense is horrible. They lose Anthony Barr. I'm expecting a big day from Janu Smith. I love the over in receiving yards on Janu Smith. I think he finds the end zone. I love Tennessee in this spot. What side of the coin are you on in that game?
I completely agree with you on that one. I think that if you want to go look at something, go look at what the potential rushing yard situation for. I don't know where it's set, but I think that Derrick Henry has a good opportunity to really have a very different game in this one on the ground. So wherever it is, as long as it's, you know, I think I have a projection that's very close to, if not right at 100. So if it's anything under that, then you know which way I lean on that one.
All right. As always, Cynthia Freeland joining us here from 98.7 ESPN. You can see her all over the NFL Network, NFL.com. We always end her segment on her fantasy football sleepers. So as always, Cynthia, let's start at the quarterback position. Give me a sleeper heading into week 3.
Okay, so Baker Mayfield against Washington is a really nice play in DFS, and he's priced low enough that I would imagine he's a sleeper in kind of all formats, because I think on draft he's 5,700, which means he's probably a sleeper for season-long fantasy as well. So I'm going there with Baker Mayfield. I like that one.
So you like Baker Mayfield this week?
Mm-hmm. I do. For 5,700, that's not cheap.
Against Washington, interesting. So what did you make of Odell Beckham Jr.'s comments this week that he's not anticipating to have like a monster year because of the Browns' commitment to their running backs?
I mean, like, okay, that just means that they're going to pass the ball to him. Like, he's not, I don't know, he says a lot of things, right? And I feel like it's going to be okay. He's still going to get a lot of, I think at the end of the day, he's going to have a very good year, right? He's averaging 30 yards per game less than when he was a Giant, and yes. But let's get this Stefanski situation going on a little bit. It's been 2 games, one where it was happy news for him and one where it was unhappy news for him. But remember, that unhappy news for him was against the Ravens defense, so let's put everything into context. But you know what? Sometimes being a diva works out for you, right? If he goes and says that, he's like razzing us in psychological warfare. You know, he's trying to tell us to zig and we're going to zag, and that's not going to happen. We know he's going to have big games.
All right. Who's your running back sleeper of week 3?
So Devin Singletary against the Rams. I actually have the Rams pulling off the upset against Buffalo, but Devin Singletary is going to be no Zach Moss in this one. So Devin Singletary will be a nice pick in this one. And if you need to go a little deeper than Josh Kelly, who's going to be playing in against Carolina's defense, that could be a good pick as well.
Yeah, I love Devin Singletary this week as well. Curious really quick, what's your thoughts on the Bears game in Atlanta? I think there's going to be a lot of points that are going to be scored. And I know Montgomery has had a good first few weeks, but I'm looking at Cohen out of the backfield, especially since I think there's going to be a lot of passing going on in that game. Your thoughts on Cohen this week?
I think Cohen over Montgomery in terms of like upside, and if you're playing PPR, yes. And I think that you want to look at Allen Robinson. I think they're going to work him in. He's been feisty, right? You talk about someone that seems a little unhappy. You saw that Odell Beckham said it out loud, but Allen Robinson did like the, I'm going to unfollow everyone and then I'm going to refollow them and I need my contract and the whole thing. So I think they'll start to get him going, because sometimes harmony is kind of a good way to solve bad.
Who is your wide receiver, Cynthia?
I got a few for you. So I actually think that this week that you want to look at Michael Pittman. Sorry, Jets fans. Michael Pittman, who went to USC playing against the Jets, Indianapolis guy, he's a Colt. And he's now, with Paris Campbell out, Michael Pittman, who's got a big body and a ton of catches, he's the kind of guy that looks like he could be a good pick against the Jets, who have an injury list that's a mile long and not helpful for them in terms of stopping the pass. So I think that's a good one. And then I think, of course, you want to like a sneaky good one, you want to look at that. And you want, who's going to pick up some of the slack? You know, Hunter Renfrow against the Pats could be someone who gets a lot more targets because of injuries. So that could be one as well. But that one's kind of more of a, you know, because of the Vegas Raiders playing from behind in a game script where they'd have to throw the ball a lot.
And last but not least, your tight end.
You know, you could go Mo Alie-Cox. You could go with Jonnu Smith. You could also go and look, you know, Dallas Goedert. He could be a good one. I have Philadelphia beating Cincinnati pretty handily, so that could be a pretty interesting one. Not quite as safe as the Mo Alie-Cox picks, or, you know, you could even look at Logan Thomas against Cleveland as well.
Mm-hmm. That's who I like. I like Logan Thomas a lot. By the way, you started a new show with Pro Football Network, PFN, every Thursday night at 7 o'clock called On the Mark with Anita Marks, all talking fantasy football. Maybe one of these days you could pop on with me.
Anytime you want. You know that.
you have to bring either like a beer or a glass of wine. That's the prerequisite.
What about, I've been really trying these like kombuchas that are alcoholic lately. Like, they're very good. Then it kind of feels like you're sort of being healthy, borderline healthy.
Are they gluten-free?
They're like all the like weird California stuff, right? Like gluten-free, non-GMO, blah, 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 like all the stuff.
Done.
That, like, you know, tick all the boxes. They're really, really
Done.
Good.
Done.
I'll give you a reco.
I love it. Girl, thank you so much. Always, you know how much I appreciate you. You know how much I adore you. And so appreciate your time every Saturday that you join us. Thank you, my friend.
The feeling is mutual. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.